98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Our Brendan is off for a very exciting adventure. You're going to London to see this queen.
Yes, I am. Beyonce is in the middle of her Cowboy Carter tour.
How many times have you seen Beyonce live now?
She was my first ever gig that I went to.
No way.
I saw Beyonce in The Point on her, was it called the Dangerously in Love tour? I think Destiny's Child had just come to an end. She was my first gig, and then I saw her then one more time at the Renaissance tour.
So that'd be her first album, Crazy in Love,
yeah.
Baby Boy.
Yeah.
Me, Myself and I.
Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous. Would you say you're a big Beyonce fan?
I am a fan. I am not...
A stan.
A stan.
Okay, well, listen, let's have a bit of fun.
Okay.
In preparation for the gig, Brendan.
Yeah.
I have a little quiz for you.
Okay,
I'm going to put
your
Beyonce knowledge to the test.
I don't think I'm going to do too... I'm not very confident about
this.
I'm
calling this quiz the Beehive Brain Off. Are you ready for question number one?
What a name, thank you.
This ain't Texas, right.
Here we go.
Beyonce's first name is actually a family name. Can you tell us what was the original surname? Okay, so
the original family surname, so it's not Knowles.
So is it A, Beyonce, B, Knowles, C, Carter, or D, Solange?
Sorry, ask me the question again.
Beyonce's first name is actually a family name.
Yeah.
Can you tell us what was the original surname of her family? Was it A, Beyonce, B, Knowles, C, Carter, or D, Solange?
Knowles.
No. Beyonce is her family name. Her mum, Tina, chose it as Beyonce's first name to carry on her maternal name.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she's Tina Beyonce, not Tina Knowles.
She's Tina Beyonce.
Well, she's known as Tina Knowles.
And then when she got married, it was Knowles.
Wow. That's
so Beyonce's name is inspired by her mother's maiden name. Right.
Wow.
Question two.
Yeah.
True or false? At the age of 7, Beyonce won her first talent show and she went on to win 35 more in a row.
35 in a row? I'd say, yeah, that's true.
It is true. Ding,
yes,
ding, ding.
Go
you
her.
Got 1 point. She was encouraged by her dance teacher.
Go on, Beyonce.
Well, I mean, she's a born star.
35 in a row. This is like the Anton Deck of pop.
That's actually crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, question three. Which number holds special significance in Beyonce's life? It appears in her birth date, on her wedding date, and it's even the title of one of her albums.
4?
You didn't even need me to finish the question.
Thank you.
4 is correct. Right, Brendan, you got 2 out of 3 so far. Let's move on to question number 4. Beyonce's Super Bowl appearances. Let's talk about them for a moment.
Yeah.
She has performed at the halftime show more or less than one time.
More.
Ding, ding, ding. Beyonce has appeared twice. She headlined in 2013 and then she was a special guest in 2016. It was with Bruno Mars and Coldplay, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Question number 5, which is this or that. Which of these perks did Beyonce actually receive in real life? A, a lifetime supply of McDonald's, or B, a lifetime supply of Popeyes?
A lifetime supply of Popeyes.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh,
correct.
Yes.
Brendan, you're nailing this. You got 4 out of 5 so bad.
That's not too
so
shabby.
So far, I should say, not so bad.
Not
Let's
so
move
bad.
On to question number 6.
Yeah.
Before becoming a global superstar, Beyonce was part of which childhood girl group? A, TLC.
Uh-huh.
B, Girls' Time. C, The Supremes. Or D, Fifth Harmony.
Oh, the second one.
Girls' Time.
Girls' Time?
Correct. Girls' Time was the early version of what would later become
Destiny's Child.
I wouldn't have known that, but because Destiny's
By
Child
process
wasn't
of elimination.
In the quest, this is true.
That's
I'm
how
going
I got
easy
that one.
On you. Okay, your final question this morning.
Yeah.
Which of these movies did Beyonce not star in?
I love
in?
A terrible... She's been in some really bad movies that I love.
I know.
Yeah.
A, Dreamgirls. B, Austin Powers Gold Member. Mm-hmm. C, The Lion King. And D, Burlesque.
She wasn't in Burlesque.
Well done, Brendan. Did you get 6 out of 7 in the Beyonce quiz?
I didn't expect to get 6 out of 7, I'll be honest.
Six
I was panicking.
6 out of 7, you really are Destiny's Child.
Yes, I am.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
So many prizes.
So many sequins.
That's the Pussycat Wigs.
98 FM.
Hello and welcome to our dodgy game show, Matchy Matchy. It's always so much fun. It's your chance to win amazing prizes. We give you 3 words. You shout back the first word that comes into your head after each. And if your answers match with one of ours, you could win all of these. Win. Win.
A giant pool to your back garden.
Win.
A new power washer.
Win.
A ring doorbell.
Win.
A new tree bullet.
Win, win, win. With Matchy Matchy. Is AI Rebecca broke?
She's a win again. I love AI Rebecca and Brendan so much. We need to go on a night out with them. Good morning to Dan in Bray. Dan, you're on 98FM. How are you?
Morning, guys. How are things?
We are good, thanks, Dan. You've a busy morning ahead. What's going on?
We do. We're getting our two girls ready for school this morning on our way out soon.
Are you?
Good morning.
Very good.
Oh,
going
good
to
morning. Who are we speaking with this morning? Sive and Lara.
Sive and Lara are here this morning with me, yeah.
Sive and Lara. Dan, is there a sports day in your household anytime soon?
There is sports day on Tuesday, I think, yeah.
Sports day on Tuesday.
Stop sports day season. Very exciting.
Do they still do the three-legged race, Dan?
Three-legged race? Still do that?
What?
The three-legged race, you still do that?
What's that?
She does.
That's a no.
Yeah, she does.
It's not the standout race. Dan, when you play along, how do you normally do?
We do all right, kind of hit and miss. We have gotten three once before.
Okay. We're hoping for a hit this morning. Dan, Absolutely. Who would you like to play matchy-matchy with this morning?
Rebecca, please.
Rebecca.
I'm going to the booth.
Off to the soundproof booth. Enjoy the peace, quiet and serenity that it brings. Have a mindful moment in the soundproof booth as we play Matchy Matchy with Dan in Bray this morning. Okay, Danny, you ready?
We are, yeah.
Your first word in Matchy Matchy this morning is grand.
Grand.
Grand. Prize.
Grand prize. Your second word is cat.
Cat food.
Cat food.
Cat food.
And your third word, Dan and Bray, is belly.
Belly flop.
Who said flop this morning, Dan? Was that Sive?
All three of you.
Sive, Lara and Dan, a family affair. Grand prize. I said cat, you said food. And when I said belly, you said flop. Are we locking them in this morning?
Will we go grand piano or do you want to go grand prize?
Prize.
No.
Sticking with them?
Okay, so I say cat dog, please.
Cat dog.
Yeah.
Cat dog.
Okay, here we go. Let's get Rebecca back in to the studio from the soundproof booth. Here she comes in a lovely shacket this morning.
Thank you so much.
It's stunning.
Yes, yes. Do you like the sequins and the rhinestones?
Yes, yes, and the rhinestones and the pussycat wig.
Yeah.
Slightly lopsided, but that's all part of the fun. Okay, you ready to matchy matchy with Dan, Sive and Lara this morning?
Let's go.
Your first word is grand.
Grand canal.
Your second word is cat.
Cat dog. Cat dog.
And your third word is belly.
Belly. Okay, there's a couple of things that you could do here. I'm stuck between two. Belly. Belly button.
Have you managed to matchy matchy with Dan, Sive and Lara in Bray this morning?
Oh no! I hoped we would do it.
You both said cat dog.
Cat dog.
Yeah. Both said cat dog. After grand, the guy says said grand prize and belly flop.
Good. I was tempted.
So close.
I was like belly full, belly flop. Yeah. Belly laugh.
Belly button was great.
Belly button.
Dan, Sive and Lara, sorry we didn't manage it this morning, but thank you so much for playing Matchy Matchy. We're going to send you a 98FM goodie bag.
Enjoy sports day next week.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast. With Rebecca and Brendan.